At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Episode 961 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Wednesday. Another day here in the arena, guys. And first off, happy bounce back Wednesday after a very, very rough Monday night where the breaks did not go our way, even though we beat closing lines and went a putrid 1-5. Bounce back bigly yesterday, 4-1, plus 1.92 units. 2-0, little sweep in the NBA with the Suns and the Mavericks, which was great. Butler getting 15 points, actually came back down to 14.5, and they kept it close the entire game and covered the number against UConn. I believe Butler is now 3-0 ATS the last three times we've bet them, so I have a personal man crush on Butler right now. But then Oklahoma also getting it done for the team. Unranked home favorites, ranked opponent. The only loss was Texas, and they got out to a huge deficit. They dug a huge hole, and they kind of made it interesting late. I thought maybe they'd come back and win, but the early deficit was just too much. So, unfortunately, Texas didn't come through. But exactly what we were talking about yesterday, guys, after a really rough, annoying Monday, where we beat the closing lines on most games, but just didn't get the breaks, and it was just a tough day of betting. We said next bet mentality. And again, this is something that I kind of learned. Not obviously, I don't know him personally, but Coach K. I was reading about Coach K and, you know, coming up in the Bobby Knight school of the military kind of mindset of, hey, you make a mistake, something bad happens, there's nothing you can do about it. Flush it, focus on the next play, the next bet. And I think that's something as bettors that we got to focus on. If things don't go your way, you have a bad night like Monday, you don't want to sulk, you don't want to smash your TV, you can't go back in time and change it, but what you can do is focus on your next day and try to get back in the green. So I was really happy to see us bounce back in a big way yesterday. So anyway, guys, I have a 5-pack of sweats for you, 4 college hoops, 1 NBA. Also, I do apologize that this pod is coming out so late today because I got to tell you what, it has been a very, very busy day for myself going back and forth from Resorts World to Mandalay Bay. I was at Radio Row all day meeting with a bunch of old friends, talking to different people, doing work, doing all kinds of stuff. So I got to see my old buddy Pritch, a bunch of friends at the at VSiN, of course, who I haven't seen in a while. I saw Stormy. I saw the whole crew. And then I was also able to meet up with some old friends as well. So it's been a very busy day. So this pod is probably going to be a little bit shorter than usual just because I got to get it out there because, again, I'm still getting used to the time change here. So I know I'm a little bit late, but I got to get it out there. And hopefully we can build on a nice night last night. So 5 sweats overall, and we'll break them all down here today. So real quick, housekeeping, go sign up for the VSiN newsletter. This is the Cliff Notes edition, VSiN.com/newsletter. You'll get it every morning. Insights sets the table for you in the betting market. It's a free newsletter, free resource, which is fantastic. So go sign up, VSiN.com/newsletter. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, give VSiN a shot. Become an all-access pro member. You can sign up, VSiN.com/subscribe. Well, you're going to get best bet picks, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles behind the paywall, the DraftKings percentages, bets, and dollars all included when we become a pro member. And of course, support us on social media. We pump out great sports betting content throughout the day from our Twitter feed. Of course, we're going to keep you updated on what's going on in the betting market. So you can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh _ Insights. And also, you can hit me up anytime on Twitter. Send me a DM. I was actually line shopping earlier today. I went to the Wynn. I sent out a tweet about it, but I had never been to the Wynn in terms of sports betting. But someone told me a tip. I walked like it was only a mile one way there and one way back, but it took forever and it was in the rain. I went to Westgate yesterday because they had the added game extra games. Two nights ago? But then someone DM'd me and they said, "Hey, Westgate's not the only book who has added game extra games. You can also go to Treasure Island, and you can go to the Wynn." So the Wynn is actually 0.4 miles away from my hotel. So I went there earlier today. What I really loved about the Wynn, I won't dwell on it too much, but it's like the race book. It's like old school. Their race and sports book, it's basically you have your own workstation. So you have a little booth with kind of, blinders on both sides, but you have your own table, you have your own chair, and then you have two monitors there where you can put on whatever game you want. So if you're looking for a maybe under the radar place to go sweat games and really, post about the book, do your research, bring up, a notepad, pen and paper, get the betting sheets, bring an iPad, so you can look up data online. I would highly recommend going to the Wynn because that was a really cool place that I think is kind of under the radar, underrated. And when they can give you a table and a chair and your own personal workstation, it makes the sweat, or at least picking out what you're going to sweat, a lot easier. Once the game starts, then you want a lazy boy that you can lay down and get some drinks and have some fun. So anyway, with that being said, guys, let's run through real quick our college basketball plays. Now, this one, hopefully you listen to Morning Bets because this game is basically taking place any second now. I know I'm late to the party here, but hopefully you listen this morning. But I'm going with Stetson on the money line. This is an added game, extra game, early game, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. We saw Stetson go from -2 all the way up to -3. Some books even went to 3.5. Did come back a little bit, back down to 3, but this is a money line play for me. I got -165 earlier today. You can probably find a -160, -155, but this is right up our wheelhouse. This is an added game, extra game, game 306, 505, 306, 506. And we love that line move in one way in favor of Stetson because, again, public doesn't care about or can't even find these games, but we know if the line's moving, it's pro money causing the line to move. So I like this spot for Stetson on the money line. Great bet split here. Stetson's getting only about 70% of bets, but almost 80% of dollars. And again, add a game, extra game, low bet. That's typically 70% of wise guy money. Stetson has the better offensive efficiency, 123 in the country versus 261 for Bellarmine. Better effective field goal percentage, 53% versus 48%. Better three-point percentage, 36% versus 34%. And again, money line play for me. KenPom has them winning by 2, so I don't want to lay a 3.5, and get clipped if they only win by 1 or 2 or even 3. So I got that money line bet there at -165. KenPom also has Stetson ranked much higher. He's got him ranked 205 in the country versus 306 for Bellarmine. And then again, you look at conference play, which is important. How do they play in these high pressure, familiar foe, familiar opponent situation? Stetson 6-3 in conference play, Bellarmine 2-7. So my first bet of the day, hopefully you listen to Morning Bets. So again, probably when this pod drops and gets posted, the game will already have started. Hopefully Stetson's out to a lead, but I'm on Stetson money line. Keep cruising. Next one up, IPFW or Purdue Fort Wayne. You can call them whatever you want, but let's go IPFW Purdue Fort Wayne. I'm on IPFW money line. I got him at -165. Now, this isn't a huge line move play, because IPFW opened basically -3.5. They pretty much stayed 3.5. But if you look at the juice, it's always been juiced up toward IPFW, -3.5 at -115. So you do have that liability in favor of IPFW. What I really like about Purdue Fort Wayne, aside from the bet splits, 73% of spread bets, 93% of spread dollars, is that this is a KenPom edge play. What do I mean by that? KenPom has IPFW winning by 5. So if we're getting a 3.5, money lining a 3.5 when he's got a 5, that's actionable edge there. That's telling us that, hey, KenPom, the best of the best in terms of, high efficient analytics. He's got a 5-point game. We're money lining a 3.5. That's a good edge right there. Again, I'll kind of liken it to Butler yesterday where, what did he have him? Yeah, I think he had him losing by 13 and we were getting 15. So that's kind of how you can use KenPom and play it off the betting market, especially if you match some systems here. IPFW, better effective field goal percentage, 53% versus 50%. Better free throw percentage. If this is a tight game, we want to knock down our free throws, 71% versus 66%. And better defensive efficiency, 160th versus 278. Hopefully that Cleveland State defense can really make it a little easier on IPFW to score. Then, of course, home road, IPFW 9-3 at home. Cleveland State 3-9 on the road. Also, if you look at home favorites in the Horizon League and conference play, so two teams from the Horizon League play each other, the home favorite is 35-9 straight up this season, 80%. So I am on IPFW, Purdue Fort Wayne, at minus 165. Now I've added a couple more since morning bets. Next one I've added, let's go Xavier. I'm going Xavier tonight, guys. I was kind of looking at them earlier today, and I said, hey, I want a little more movement. Obviously, it means I won't get a better price, but it'll give me that kind of indication that pros are in their favor. And that's exactly what happened. Xavier is at home against Villanova. Xavier opened basically a 2.5, 3-point favorite. They have now been bet up to -3.5 at some shops. So pretty much one-sided movement in favor of Xavier. Now, Xavier is getting on the money line 67% of bets, but 82% of money. So I'm on Xavier money line. Shop around. I got Xavier money line at minus 160. So again, going to protect myself on a short, potentially a short win here. I don't want to have them win by one or two or three, and I push or I lose. So it's a money line bet. KenPom's got him by three, but he does have him ranked higher, 37 in the country versus 39. When I was digging a little bit deeper, a lot of offensive advantages for Xavier. They are offensive efficiency 47 in the country versus 55. Offensive rebound percentage 34% versus 28%. Better three-point shooting, 35% versus 33%. Home road, they're 9-4 at home. Nova is just 2-5 on the road. And then also, I think I mentioned this money line, 67% bets, 82% money. Good split there. But in particular, Big East home favorites. Conference play, two teams from the Big East play each other. The home favorite is 33-10 straight up, 77%. So again, the fact that this was, you know, 2.5, 3 pretty much all day, and then we get this late movement, you know, back up to, you know, 3.5 at most shops. Again, some books even open -2.5. Tells me that we have some good money flowing in here on Xavier. So I'm going Xavier to hopefully win this thing. Got the money line at minus 160. Then one last bet for you. It's going to be a late night game. For those of you who are still on the East Coast, where I usually am, but I'm in Vegas now, so I'm West Coast time. And usually these 9 o'clock games, you know, they're the late start. The cool thing about being out here in Vegas, this is a 6 o'clock game. So I'm getting used to the kind of the shift in time zones. But I'm going to go to UCLA and Stanford. Give me Stanford money line. I got Stanford money line, shop around minus 165. I guess that's the number of the day, minus 165. But anyway, Stanford at home against UCLA. Stanford opened -2.5. They've been bet up to -3.5. They were -3 this early morning afternoon. So the line has continued to go in their favor in that late steam, game day steam. Always important to me, bigger bets coming in. But Stanford, KenPom has them winning by 4. So again, we're money lining a 3.5. KenPom's got him by 4. Good edge right there. He has Stanford ranked higher, 89 in the country versus 97. Good bet split here on the money line, 61% bets, 77% money on Stanford. And a lot of offensive advantages. Like UCLA, I guess I haven't been paying close enough attention, but you think UCLA, powerhouse, they've had some really good teams over the last few years. They're struggling this year, especially offensively. Big advantages here for Stanford. Stanford offensive efficiency is 80th in the country versus you look at for UCLA. I want to just double check this because it's like incredible. But they are 191. Stanford is 80. So huge discrepancy there. Offensive efficiency. Effective field goal percentage, 55% versus 46%. Three-point shooting, 39% versus 32%. Two-point shooting, inside the arc, 53% versus 45%. And then home road, UCLA is 3-4 on the road. Stanford is 8-3 at home. So again, late movement had me add both Xavier and Stanford, but I'm going to go Stanford here on the money line. Hopefully get this win here late. Stanford, I got at minus 165. So Stetson, Purdue Fort Wayne, Xavier, and Stanford. Four-pack here in college basketball. Now, real quick to the NBA. Dear God, I please hope that you listened to Morning Bets this morning. because we are getting some epic closing line value. I'm talking about NBA game here between, and again, this is kind of a carbon copy of last night's game we were looking at. That line moved toward both the Mavericks and kind of the Suns would also match, but it's really kind of a carbon copy of that Mavericks game. I'm talking about Golden State and Philadelphia. Give me the Golden State Warriors here, guys. Golden State on the road at Philly. This game opened kind of a pick 'em, like a very short -1, -1.5, even in favor of Golden State. And they got bet up to -2.5. I moneyline them, on the Morning Bets pod when they were at -135. Well, hopefully you listen. Hopefully you got the bet in, because right after that, this morning, news came out that Tyrese Maxey was questionable, and I believe he's going to miss this game, or at least kind of seeing the line shoot up the other way. I guess he's still questionable, maybe. But anyway, the Maxey news had this line rise even higher. It got up at one point to, I want to say, -5.5. It's back down to -4, so I'm not sure if Maxey is playing now and why it's dropping, or maybe it just reached its high watermark. But either way, I'm going Golden State Warriors. Again, I got the money line at -135. Now you're looking at around a -165, somewhere around there. But anyway, the reasons like Golden State, number one, it's kind of fishy. You know, Golden State is 22-25, and they're 9-12 on the road, both losing records there. Philly's 30-19 overall, 17-8 at home, both winning records. So if Golden State is on the road and the line's going in their favor, they open as a short favorite, became more of a favorite, you know, why is that the case if Philly has the better record both home and overall? Well, one is Joel Embiid, obviously, who, by the way, you know, hope he recovers quickly. But for those of us who jumped on Jokic MVP before Embiid got hurt, man, are we feeling good about that right now? Knock on wood. But anyway, a lot of injuries in terms of the 76ers. And also, they're not playing great as of late. They're 1-6 their last seven. Meanwhile, Golden State is 3-1 their last four. Also, Golden State, I believe, is getting Andrew Wiggins back, who missed the last game with an injury. Good bet split here toward Golden State. 79% bets, 90% dollars on the spread. And on the money line, 69% bets, 76% dollars. And then to top it all off, cherry on top, two really good system matches for Golden State. Non-conference favorites, again, same system match with the Mavericks yesterday at the Nets. And I believe that was also a match with the Suns last night, which was a good winner for us over Giannis. But anyway, non-conference favorites, lack of familiarity benefits the better team. I don't mean better team by the record, but better team by who's favored based on the spread. But that is 190-82 this year, 70%. And then road favorites in general. Just if you're favored on the road, public, again, likes home teams. They really want to bet home teams if they can. So it kind of opens up an opportunity to kind of buy low and in a way kind of go contrarian, not based on percentages, but kind of buck a little bit of the public sentiment by taking the road team. Those road favorites are 189-90 this year, 68%. So again, hopefully you got an early -135 this morning for morning bets on the Warriors. Now, if you're going to bet it, you're looking at around a -165, -170. So that's the number of the day, I guess. But either way, guys, let's go Warriors to win the game on the money line. So five pack for you, Warriors in the NBA, and then in college, Purdue, Fort Wayne, Stetson, Stanford, and Xavier. That's what I am rocking here in Vegas on a big Wednesday. I know that pod was a little bit shorter than usual, guys, but I want to get it out here before too much time has passed. I do apologize for not getting out earlier to you, but it was a very busy day. I didn't even get anything to eat. Like, I came back to the hotel and there's this pulled pork station or this like barbecue in the food court. And I'm like, my buddy Steve Buchanan was like, "Have you tried it yet? It's amazing." I'm like, I was so hungry all day. All I had was coffee and a granola bar. I'm like, damn, I'm like going on fumes right now. It's so exciting to be a part of all this. You know, if you're in the media, if you're in sports betting, you're just around a lot of really cool, awesome people, celebrities. I saw Dan Marino today. Like, it was incredible. So either way, I wouldn't have it any other way, but I do apologize the pod being late. Hopefully we can get it out quick and hopefully win some bets here tonight. But anyway, guys, parting words as always. You know, if you enjoy the pod, if you had a good bounce back day yesterday, if you want to make my day, let me know you appreciate, you know, the pod each day and the insights and, you know, walking through. I always make the joke, pull up a chair to the virtual bar and just amongst friends, talk about games, try to make smart bets, take a contrarian mindset, treat the betting market like, you know, the traders on Wall Street treat the stock market, you know, taking away our bias, looking at data, line moves, system matches, percentages. You know, if any of that has appealed to you or you enjoy the pod and you want to make my day, then go buy my book. Support the team. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how to go contrarian, how to identify sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, all included, as well as a chapter on how to bet the Super Bowl. So that's in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. And if you're in Vegas and you walk up to me with it, I'm going to sign it. I'm going to buy you a beer. That's a promise. But anyway, guys, that about does it. I know it's a quick pod, but it's been a hectic day. Got to get it out there. Don't waste any more time. Stop talking, Josh. But whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods in Mohegan Sun, down in Connecticut at the Encore in Boston, or out in Vegas at the Encore and the Wynn in Vegas, at the South Point, at Circa, at Resorts World, at the Westgate, at Treasure Island. I mean, I'm going every book, obviously the Superbook, as I just mentioned, but it's great at the Trop, wherever it may be. You're going to walk up to me and you're going to show me a nice bounce back day of tickets. You're going to show me a Phoenix Suns ticket, a Dallas Mavs ticket, a Butler ticket, an Oklahoma ticket. And guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book. Sweat Sharp Contrarian plays all night long. So have a fantastic Wednesday, everyone. Back at it for a big Thursday. I didn't even touch on the Super Bowl. Guys, nothing's really changed. It's still San Fran -2. Total still 47.5. Maybe we'll see some movement between now and tomorrow. But I will give you an update tomorrow, because as we get closer, bigger bets are coming in. Let's see if either of these lines move. But I'm still going down the ship, San Fran. I'm going down the ship with Kansas City. You guys know me. I'm going Patrick Mahomes as a dog. I told somebody today, if I were to bet against Mahomes and he won, I couldn't sleep at night and I couldn't live with myself. So I'm going Mahomes as a dog +2. So have a great day, everyone. Good luck. And of course, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the sharp action, never against it. And of course, if we can find that sweet spot against the public with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some CLV. If we can do that, we're going to be successful sports bettors. But have a great Wednesday, everyone. Sorry the pod was a little bit shorter, but it's been a busy day for your boy. And hey, let's see if we can cap it off with a good night here of winning tickets. Because cashing tickets, someone I heard used to say, and still does say, that's what it's all about. And I agree with them. But good luck, everybody. Have a great Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.